Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. What you just heard was a trailer for a new outfit in the item shop, and we will get to it when we get to the item shop. But just wanted to let you get that little audio teaser there. Let's see. Now, if you are watching on YouTube, on the screen, you will see that I have a couple of new items that are gifted to me by Fortnite from some challenges that are live right now. So I got, they say, congratulations, you recently participated in an event and won this prize. Well done. I got the Shinobi Teamwork loading screen. I got the Karuma Glider, a fearsome nine-tailed beast sealed inside Naruto Uzumaki himself. I got it for free. We know what's in the item shop. I just got it for free. I don't know if you guys saw these challenges that dropped earlier today, but yes, I got the happy Naruto emoticon. Okay, I'm going to tell you how I got this stuff for free and how you can get more Naruto items for free. Let's get into the blog post right here. Okay, this is Earn Fortnite Items Completing the Nindo Challenges. A Nindo, a ninja way, is a personal rule or promise to oneself that each shinobi lives by. In Naruto Shippuden, you will often hear Naruto Uzumaki state, "I'm not going to run away. I never go back on my word. That's my Nindo, my ninja way." Naruto overcame great obstacles by following his Nindo. Now we are presenting you with a series of challenges. Will you run away, or will you channel Naruto's Nindo and walk away with in-game rewards? Maybe even your very own Karuma Glider, the great and powerful nine-tailed beast. Starting 4 a.m. Eastern on November 17th, that was early this morning, until 11:59 p.m. Eastern on November 21st, players have the opportunity to complete the Nindo challenges to earn in-game rewards. I really hope you guys saw this earlier today and got a chance to get signed up and start getting the rewards for this. They say how to get started. Ready to walk the path of the ninja? Visit the Nindo website now and sign up by following the prompts to register with your Epic Games account. Once signed up and logged in, you'll be presented with your first challenge. Naruto, Sasuke, Sakura, and Kakashi will each challenge you during one of the event's 4 days. Successfully complete the daily challenges to earn in-game rewards. The Nindo Rewards. In Naruto TV series, successfully completing missions for the village is always rewarded, and Fortnite's Nindo challenges are no different. Here is a look at the awesome rewards you could be claiming. There is a Naruto emoticon, Sasuke emoticon, Sakura emoticon, a Kakashi emoticon. The rewards don't stop here. Achieve daily milestone to earn the Karuma Glider and the Shinobi Teamwork loading screen. Here is a Karuma Glider that could take you flying down to a Victory Royale. You've seen the glider in the item shop. A fearsome nine-tailed beast sealed inside Naruto Uzumaki. And here is a Shinobi Teamwork loading screen. Work together to protect your friends. Art by Suyu Periot. If you miss a day of Nindo challenges, there is no need to panic. A good ninja squad always has one another's back, and we have yours. Earn at least 2 points on day 5 to receive all of the daily challenge emoticon rewards listed above that you have not yet earned. Check your progress and find out more anytime on the Nindo website. For full details and requirements, please read the official Nindo Terms of Participation. Please note that the Karuma Glider is also available in the item shop for you to purchase. I will go ahead and take a look at this and give you guys a preview of what it looks like once you sign up. They say if you've purchased the Karuma Glider before November 17th at 2 p.m. Eastern and also received it within the Nindo Challenge by completing the milestone of the day. Completing the milestone of the day will be manually granting you 1,200 V-Bucks once the Nindo is over within 7 days. So, today, the milestone of the day was getting eliminations. So you got 1 point for each elimination. You needed to get 35 in total. When I stopped, I had 37. Let's see here. Yeah, and then you can just go on this website and check the status of what where you are in the how many points you have for that daily challenge. Right now, as of this recording, it's about 11 minutes away before the next challenge is going to start to get the let's see here, what's the the Sakura emoticon. And I'm assuming that the milestone is going to change on the second day. That way, if you didn't get the milestone for day one, maybe there's a different milestone for day two that you can complete and get a chance to still earn that glider and loading the screen. Again, there's 4 days with four... or 5 days with four rewards in total. Remember that fifth day, as long as you get 2 points, you'll get all the emoticons. At some point, if you want that free glider, you do have to complete the milestone of the day, though. Okay, so that is pretty cool. If you wanted more Naruto stuff and you wanted some free Naruto stuff, Fortnite gave it to you. Believe it. Let's see here. That's all there really is for news today. I know we didn't go over the creative update or Save the World update yet. I don't think there was anything else that they had up in the in the news section over on the website. But, oh, you know what? Oh, I have to mention this because this just happened to me as I was completing the challenges for Naruto. I went into a match, and at Pleasant Park, there is the Brute. Yes, the Brute has been funded. You will find it at Pleasant Park right now. That location is fully funded, and you have a Brute at Pleasant Park. They say, you know, I did notice that the shield was really easy to take down, and I almost eliminated the person that was driving it. But it was a hot drop, and I just happened to hot drop there, so I actually ran out of ammo before I could eliminate the player. But I feel like I would have eliminated that player if I would have had enough ammo. They did kill me with the Brute, though, so it is still strong. It maybe isn't as strong as it was originally, but it is. So a lot of you, because at the time it got funded and put in the game, it was already pretty late here on the West Coast, so it would have been, past 11 at some point on the East Coast. So I'm sure a lot of you were sleeping, or if you're one of the people who are from the European region listening to this, you guys, it would have been in the middle of the night or super early in the morning for you when it got funded. So you're probably waking up to find that the Brute is in game for you and probably wreaking havoc on your lobbies. So enjoy that. Let's go ahead and take a look at what we have in the LTMs today that we can see trending. The Hidden Leaf Village Adventure, of course. The floor is Lava, Horde Rush, Boogie Zombies, 300 levels Death Run, Zombie Adventure, 500 level Easy Death Run. Let's see here. Pro FFA Arena, Clan 2v2 Build Fight, 1v1 with any gun, Just Drive, and a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab. Now, let's head on over to the item shop and see what we have in the item shop today. Like I said and I teased, there is a brand new outfit that I actually really like a lot, and we will get to that. All of the Naruto items are still here, of course, as well as all those bundles. And then we have the Waypoint outfit with the Signal Hub backbling for 1,200, the Snorkel Ops outfit for 1,200, the Crisscross emote for 500, the Leapin emote for 500, the Jamboree emote for 500, the Pizza Party emote for 200. We have, oh, okay, we're already in there. The new Victor Elite outfit, Rule Your Kingdom. It's part of the Fortnite Champion Series set. 800 V-Bucks for this really awesome looking skin. I love the gas mask, you know, that's gold and purple. Love the purple, like, slot for the eyes. Love the gold trim on the purple outfit there. Yeah, just a really clean, good-looking outfit. Like, and you know what? I really do like FNCS. You know, I've been following competitive Fortnite for a long time. Even though I haven't had as much time the last couple of seasons, I still really support it and want to see it do well. So this is one that, you know, if you really like watching competitive Fortnite, or if you liked competing in competitive Fortnite, this would be a good one to sport for sure. Let's see here. You have the Victory Crest backbling, a winning attitude now in hologram form for 200 V-Bucks. The NBTWN music, press play and do your own thing. Let's take a little listen to that. Oh, let me turn up my settings here so that we can actually hear that music when I turn it on here. And it, you know, we heard it a little bit in that trailer, but here we go.
Hey, I'm almost there. Flying, but I don't care. You and I, we don't die, we survive. You got me texting and crying, but it won't last. Leaving all the pain in the past. Toxicity with so much passion. All the best things, they never last, yeah. Now I'm in between who I was and who I'm about to be. Yeah, you finally get the best of me. Yeah, you're never gonna want.
Okay, so that is In Between. Pretty awesome sounding, right? I mean, for 200 V-Bucks, to have a good sounding track like that that you can listen to in your lobby at any time, yeah, I would say that's probably pretty worth it. The little bounce emo is here for 500. The Gia outfit with the Tuscan tooth back bling and the crossbite tooth axes harvesting tool is 1,600. The Guernsey outfit with the Lack Pack back bling is 1,200. The Sledge Heifer harvesting tool is 500, and that looks like everything today. So you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. All right, you know, this is just baffling to me. It blows my mind that we got Brutes back in the game, and it literally just happened right before I got on and recorded as I was finishing up doing the Naruto Nindo challenges to get that free glider. And yeah, the Brutes are back in the game. So what would I say is the best defense? A good offense, okay? That's the best thing that you can have. And you want to be on the offensive, go land at Pleasant Park, go get that Brute for yourself, and do some big damage, because for the next couple of weeks, while we have this Brute in the game, it's going to be something that if you have it, your chances of winning are greatly increased. So you're probably going to have a lot of competition, but if you, one, come out of Pleasant Park, eliminating all the enemies that you have to fight there to keep the Brute, The rest of the match is probably going to be a pretty big breeze for you, because you probably will have a lot of material. You're probably going to have a lot of ammo left over that you're going to save, because you're just going to be using up the brew. So go to Pleasant Park and get that brew for yourself before somebody else gets it and uses it to eliminate you. That's the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.